Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about temperament and its effects on our behaviour. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what are some of the common traits of different temperaments?
So, if you like, there are various levels, if you like. We can look at from a kind of high and low spectrum for various categories of temperaments, including activity level, sensitivity level, being aware of feelings, the tendency to be very persistent, levels of distractibility, the capacity to adapt, our rhythms of being a kind of fast mover or more slow, our level of intensity, and then general moods. And so when I say spectrum of low and high, that means that we're going to kind of tend to fall within a certain range.
Okay, now parents and their children may have different temperaments. So could that lead to conflict between parent and child?
Yeah, so let's take the category of temperament adaptability, for example. A highly adaptive parent who can go from one activity to another and can transition from work to home, no problem, may interpret their child who is less adaptive, so low on the scale of adaptability, as being, you know, stubborn or what's wrong with them? Why can't they just get their shoes on and get in the car? And therefore, that could like lend itself towards a certain level of conflict that doesn't necessarily have to be there.
Now, what are the issues there? You said activity or highly active. Does a highly active child tend to be hyperactive?
Right. So hyperactive is kind of like a hot word, but we can't forget that that is a clinical diagnosis. So hyperactivity is really a term that can only be given through an evaluation by a neuropsychologist, for example. Temperament is not the same thing as diagnosis. A highly active temperament means that the child is indeed less likely to sit still. But what we're really looking at is the necessity for that child to move a lot. So this is a kid that needs to get out, that needs to run around, and that there's other children who are just not like that. They might more want, if you're low on the kind of activity scale of temperament, then you want to just sit more and maybe play by yourself or with other kids.
So if you've got a child which is about then on a low level of activity, does that just mean they're lazy?
Well, that's where, if you know, the differences between parents' temperament and children's temperament really come into play. So we tend to interpret each other in a way that could turn against ourselves, if you like. So parents could think that their child is being lazy or, like I said earlier, stubborn, when in fact that child just might be less active or need less stimulation, physical stimulation.
So just not lazy, just different.
Yeah, that's right. And what we can do is really guide and coach our children. We have to acknowledge, you know, it's helpful to acknowledge what are our own tendencies and temperaments and then appreciate the nature of our child before getting into the place of, you know, experiencing intense frustration or even anger.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca through our website, cabernetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you're going to go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.